Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 8th. Here is a brief rundown of election results from around the listening area. This report is according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. In Delta County, voters approved a mill levy increase to raise money for the Delta County Ambulance District. Yesterday, 65% of voters were for the mill levy increase, while 35% voted against. The hike will raise about $600,000 for the ambulance district. The increase to 5.75 mils will see the average Delta resident pay $29.34 more in property taxes per year. The money will support the district over the next decade. In Crawford, voters once again opposed raising taxes, saying no to a mill levy increase for the second consecutive year. 92 voters in Crawford were against the increase, while 62 citizens voted for it. Last year, the measure was defeated by 9 votes. Mayor Wanda Goforth and the town were asking for a 5-mil increase to 7.42 mils. Crawford has the lowest mill levy rate in Delta County at 2.42 mils. And in Montrose County, voters passed a tax hike that will add over $400,000 in funding for the library district. The measure passed 59% to 41. Raising the district's tax to 3.85 mils amounts to a $6.12 increase per $100,000 of residential property per year. A similar measure was defeated by Montrose voters in 2015. This is the first tax increase for the Montrose Library District since 2004. Colorado is a global player for both the import and export of goods and services. Governor John Hickenlooper recently returned from India and is already hinting of possible partnership announcements at the start of 2018. Benta Berkland looks at why state officials and business leaders think the trips are worth it.
Governor Hickenlooper traveled to Mexico in 2012. 2 years ago, he was in Japan, Turkey, Israel, and China, all to build the state's brand. Now it's India and the 1.3 billion people living there.
The Indian market is headed on an upward trajectory. Their millennial population is growing fast. Their GDP is growing.
Michelle Hadwiger directs global business development for Colorado.
These companies that we visited had signaled that they're going to invest in the North American market in the near term.
Hadwiger was one of 12 people making up the Colorado delegation. Total cost for the state, $20,000. Non-state employees paid $4,000 to attend. Another in the group was Venkat Reddy. Reddy is chancellor of the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs.
The whole idea is to really expose Colorado to India, because if you think about it, most of the world thinks Silicon Valley is where things happen, or it might be in the East Coast in Boston or New York or D.C.
He's also in charge of the talent pool for the National Cybersecurity Center. That was his focus, along with promoting Colorado's colleges and universities.
Companies want to move not because of just it's a nice place to live, but they're also looking for a skilled workforce.
Reddy says the delegation met with large international companies such as Infosys and Deloitte, and says in a country where hierarchy is important, Governor Hickenlooper opened the door to high-level discussions.
Anybody who's going to be proactive, just like an entrepreneur, you need to be out there.
It just takes a ton of energy, and I'm busy. I got a lot of relationships here.
For his part, Hickenlooper says it was a tiring but productive 5-day trip.
You take on a responsibility that you're going to continue these relationships and you're going to try and bring investment and jobs into Colorado. You want to offer opportunities for our companies in Colorado to be able to export and build relationships both ways.
Afterwards, the governor also went to Munich and Paris. While those stops weren't official trade missions, they do coincide with new international flights at Denver International Airport. A direct flight to Munich was recently added, and service to Paris starts next year. Stacy Stegman is the Senior Vice President for Marketing at DIA.
We knew we had the traffic to support it. So now is, how do we sustain it? So that's where we get into sort of the next mode. You have to make a business case to an airline that a flight's going to be profitable.
She says in the last year, international travel at DIA has increased by 15%. Other new flights include Zurich and Panama City. Future service is being considered for Dubai and China. Stegman says the trade missions are key pieces of building the international market.
You make business connections that then will create a new customer base for a flight, then the flight can sustain over time.
And companies, including Panasonic Eco Solutions, have built hubs in Denver because of direct flights, in this case, Tokyo.
Definitely a good thing.
Akiko Fujino is a cardiologist and recently attended a medical conference in Denver.
I met a lot of colleagues from Japan. Due to the direct flight, they felt so easy to come to Denver.
Hickenlooper has taken 3 official trade missions since taking office. He also recently traveled to Cuba and Brazil, although those weren't trade missions, but still a part of promoting Colorado. While some lawmakers roll their eyes at the international travel, those in both parties interviewed for the story see its importance and say they don't feel the money is being misspent. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A grassroots campaign is underway to promote a ballot initiative that would blunt the impact of special interest campaign contributions in municipal elections. This would impact elections in Denver and in cities across the state. Eric Gladys has this story.
As Coloradans cast their ballots today, a grassroots effort to limit the influence of big money in politics is setting its sights on Denver's 2018 election. The Denver Election Division has cleared the way for an initiative called Democracy for the People to be included in next year's November ballot. Owen Perkins, with the group Clean Slate Now Action, says if passed, candidates would not have to look exclusively to the wealthy and corporations for campaign funding.
It provides matching funds for small-dollar donors who give to candidates who don't take special interest money, so that candidates for elected office start to see the value of talking to their constituents and talking to regular voters as opposed to hanging out with millionaires.
Perkins says the initiative would put a spotlight on anonymous dark money by requiring full disclosure on super PAC contributions. He says from 2012 to 2017, almost $20 million was spent on municipal elections in Denver, but fewer than 1 in 5 of those dollars came from people who actually live in the city. The new rules would also lower maximum donations to be in line with state standards. The measure would tap less than 0.2% of Denver's general fund to match campaign contributions and would apply to mayoral, city council, and other candidates at the municipal level. Perkins says cities with public funding have seen more diverse candidates and elected officials who look like members of their communities and up to 23 times greater participation by low-income residents.
Every community that's enacted publicly financed campaigns has seen participation grow tremendously. It makes it possible for people to run who don't have big bankrolls behind them.
If the initiative is approved by voters, Denver would join Seattle, New York, and Los Angeles, as well as states including Arizona, Connecticut, Maine, and Rhode Island that have passed similar campaign finance reforms. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.